when they said that, when Carrie said that about getting nervous over fashion, I'm like, oh, good grief. I went to a store and bought a pair of those wide-legged pants. In fact, I bought 2 pair, and I put them on, and I looked like I was a refrigerator box. So, you know, they're hanging in my closet if anybody, if they fit you and work. But I'm not good at fashion. And, of course, when I got here, Martha Louise, my friend of a million years, says to me, what are you wearing tomorrow? I said, I knew you'd ask. I said, actually, I didn't do too good on planning something, so I'm wearing black and white, and from a fashion standpoint, I hope to be kind of invisible. So, you know, if y'all are looking for somebody to come speak that's going to show you the latest fashion, I hope it happens in the weeks to come, because I'm just trying to be invisible. Now, I love Noonan, I love this area, and I can't tell you how much I love Mom to Mom. I really can't tell you how much I miss Mom to Mom, because I do. I'm having some girls, some young moms come into my home this fall and do a little mini version of Mom to Mom, and the most excited one is Mary Margaret, my daughter. Now, when we moved to Noonan, I think it was back again, you know, as adults, when JB went on staff at Dogwood, it was 2011, and then we left in 2020, so we were here 9 years. I want to just tell y'all, you know this, but I'm going to reaffirm it, how quickly things change. None of our kids was married, so you know, I had 3 young adult kids. They came home a lot. During the time we were here, they all 3 got married. I cannot begin to tell you how the mom-to-mom girls, and especially the mom-to-mom leaders, helped me through that transition of how to become a mother-in-law. I'd heard enough horror stories from all of y'all about mothers-in-law that I'm like, I don't want to mess this up. You know, I really don't. And so between what I heard from you girls and from what the other leaders, I'm happy to say they're all 3 married now. I get along well, I think, from my perspective, with all of those who married my children. Now, I've got friends, and you probably have leaders, who became grandparents in their early 50s. All I got to say is, good for you. Must be nice. I wasn't complaining, and I'm still not complaining. But I'm telling you, I'm kind of old now. And that's okay. You know, I'm glad to be up and going and doing as well as I am. But I've got 5 grandchildren, and they are ages 5, 3, 2, 1, 8 months, and 1 coming in December. And I'm here to tell you, they wear me out. So, y'all, JB, at the beach this summer, JB and I looked at each other and said, I wish we could apologize to my parents who used to host us, and we didn't understand why they got so bothered by all the commotion. Well, now I'm the one going and hiding in the bedroom for a while because I just can't take it. But anyway, I love them all. It's lots of fun. When we did move back to Orlando, where we had raised our kids for the most part, it's been wonderful because Mary Margaret, my oldest, and who was always, some of you know, my best example of a child that'll send you off the edge. And she used to say, Mama, did you ever tell them I turned out all right? Well, she did. And she was our last to marry, but she's got a precious husband and the wildest little 2-year-old, red curly hair. I mean, he's a mess, but he reminds me of her. And I'm like, good for you. And then she has a precious little 8-month-old. But then my youngest son, Wes, and his wife are in Lexington, Kentucky. And after much prayer, they're expecting their first baby boy in December. My son Rob's in Fort Worth with his 3 that are 5, 3, and 1. It's a lot. But I love them, and it's wonderful. And I just love being with y'all. Now, I learned years ago there are 2 main reasons that I saw why girls join Mom to Mom. One is because you're looking for friends. I can't tell you, and I don't know if it's the case this year, how many years on the first day I'd stand there and I'd say, how long have you lived here? They go, I just moved here 2 weeks ago. I don't know anybody. Or we moved here over the summer. So many girls new to the community are just desperately looking for friends. In the same regard, some of you who've been in mom to mom for a long time, you're coming looking for some more friends. You're just looking for relationships, particularly with girls who will encourage you and help you to be the best you can be. That was what I always saw as the number one reason. The second reason I saw that moms came to mom is they're trying to figure out how to be the best mama they can be. And it's just a constant challenge, and this is the place to do that. I'm going to speak to you today as if one of those might be the reason that you're here, and I want to assure you, you have come to the right place, because mom to mom is a great place to make good friends, to get some really good instruction and direction on how to be the best mom you can be, and also to feel loved and encouraged not only by friends but by a mentor leader. So I am thrilled for you that you have chosen to commit to this year, and I know that you will find many friends that will join you. Y'all are walking a similar path, and it just helps you think your kid's the only one doing this. Then you get to mom and find out some other kids doing the same thing, and it's encouraging, it's helpful to know you're not in this alone. Now today I've got five things I'm going to suggest to you as you are starting this new year of mom to mom. The first one is, please be yourself. Don't try to be somebody else. Just be you. You, I want to assure you, you are the very best mom for your kids, whether you feel like it or not. And I know some days you probably don't feel like it. God chose you to be the mama of your kids. And no one can provide for them or love them any better than you can. So just get comfortable inside your own skin. Does that mean you're supposed to feel like you're doing it perfectly every day? No, I'm sorry, nobody does. But that's okay, you be you. I hope that when you get into your small groups here, that you will feel a freedom to be honest, to be transparent, be willing to be vulnerable. I hope you will share your concerns and you'll seek wisdom from others in your group. And I can tell you how this is going to work. On some days, you're going to be the one to turn and be able to offer a word of encouragement to somebody in your group, because what they're describing is where you were last year and y'all have kind of made it through it. But then the times are going to come when you are just feeling like the world's falling apart and somebody in your group is going to minister to you. So I think you, many times you're going to walk away with some new ideas, some new ways that you can face and deal with the challenges that you're currently facing at your house. I want you to know that mom to mom is a safe place. You can be honest here. You can be transparent. You will not be judged. Instead, you will be loved and encouraged here. So I did mom to mom for 9 years, and I just want to promise you that that is true. And I hope that even from the get-go, you will just put aside any thoughts of I'm not good enough or I better try to be on my best behavior every Wednesday when you come. Some weeks you're going to barely get here, but it's kind of like these two talking about almost bailing on going to walk. Just show up. You will be so glad that you did, and bring yourself. Don't try to bring the person you think you want all of them to think that you are, if you followed all of that. Now, it's the tendency of some girls to want to try to be somebody else. Have you ever felt like that? You see somebody else you admire and you think, oh, I just wish I could be them. No, you don't. Please just be you, because if you're trying to be somebody else, we're going to miss the uniqueness of who you are. And that's who we want to know. Don't cheat your friends and your family from knowing the real you. They can take it. The more that you're willing to be vulnerable and be real and to admit your shortcomings and your areas of weakness, the more others are going to love you and they're going to help you. Here's a quote I found. I just love it, and I just think about this a lot. One of the greatest gifts you can give one another is your imperfection. Have you ever known somebody that tries to act like they got it all together all the time? It just wears me out. I don't like those people. I avoid them. All right, so number one, you got it. Be yourself. Number two, I want to challenge you to be grateful. The next sentence is this: it's a choice. Let that sink in. Being grateful is a choice. It's not about your circumstances. It's a choice. We have to choose it every day, but it's worth it. Now, years ago, in the midst of a family crisis, I found myself in the emergency room with one of my family members, becoming more and more anxious by the minute, wondering, how could this be happening, and how could it be happening to me, and how am I going to survive this? I do not like it. I just wanted to be able to disappear. But all of a sudden, and this just really happened, y'all, I'm sitting there just about to jump out of my skin, and I just paused. I sat up straight. I took a deep breath. I just put my hands right here, and I said, but what can I be grateful for? Well, my daughter was sitting right next to me. My husband, who was the one that was not well, we were finally in the hospital, and somebody else was in charge of him. That was the biggest thing I was grateful for. I'm not in charge. I got him here. Let them figure out what's going on and what needs to happen. My mind was just flooded. We had a strong support of friends where we lived. There were so many things. Once I paused and just said, but what, I don't like this, but what can I be grateful for? Since that time, I have made that a practice, because let me tell you, it made all the difference in my perspective from that moment through that whole situation. And so ever since then, I tell people all this all the time. When you are in a really, really tough spot, sometimes just pause yourself and just go, wait a minute, what can I be grateful for? And I guarantee you, it will make a difference. Now, sometimes when you're saying something like this, I happen to have grown up in the church, glad I did. I've loved the Lord, loved Jesus for years in my life, and I can honestly say he's made the difference in my surviving a whole lot of life. But when you grew up listening to hymns, all of a sudden I'm writing this stuff down, and I'm going, oh, I guess that's what that hymn's talking about when it says, count your many blessings, name them one by one. And it will surprise you what the Lord had done. Yes, that's the message. Whatever you're facing, count your blessings. See what you can be grateful for. And you may say, well, there's just nothing I can be grateful for. Yes, there is. Yes, there is. All right. Your perspective will absolutely change. Now, God's Word encourages us to be faithful. I mean, I always tell my mom to mom girls, if you're not familiar with reading the Bible on a regular basis, I'm just going to recommend read Proverbs. You will be so amazed at how practical it is and how many helps it will offer you for living your life and being the mom and the wife you need to be in your own home. One of my favorite passages, and I've told y'all this before, I only found this verse the year I read the Bible through, because quite frankly, I had never turned to the book of Lamentations to look up anything before. But when I was reading the Bible through, I came to this verse. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. When I read that the first time, I thought, oh, I guess that's where that hymn came from. Great is thy faithfulness. So, you know, when we can stand on that truth, and again, like I said, if you hadn't read much, try Proverbs for a start. God has given us so much we can be grateful for, but that doesn't mean all of life is a breeze. So be yourself, be grateful, and then here comes a hard one. I urge you to be content. Now, most of you could quote the 23rd Psalm. I mean, you've just heard it, you can quote it, you know, you've heard people say it, but I'm not sure we always pause and think what each line in that means. Let's start with the first one. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Guess what? That implies contentment. Be content. That's my admonition to you. Another translation says, the Lord is my shepherd, he is all I need. Now, do we really mean that? I think that's what comes through when we pause and say, what can I be grateful for? And God begins to show us things in our life we literally can be grateful for. So I want to urge you, and this again, it's a choice, but think about this. Be content with your life, your husband, your house, your car, your kids, your neighborhood, your job. I could go on and on and on. Now here's a good thought. If there's somebody, you just can't help it, maybe you've told somebody, maybe you never have, there's somebody you envy and you wish you could trade lives with, I guarantee you, you don't want to do that. You don't know her well enough, because some aspects of her life look so good, and it's not what you got. But if you traded lives with her, would you get those good aspects? Yeah, you might. But you're going to get a whole bag of troubles you don't have right now. So everybody has things that are very appealing in their lives, but they all have their struggles. It comes to each of us in different ways. So be content with who you are. Rather than wanting to be somebody else, practice enjoying your own life. And I know there are days that's really hard, but I promise you, learning to be content. I used to quote to Mary Margaret, my oldest, when she'd gripe about stuff, and she had a lot to be grateful for. I said, Mary Margaret, in Philippians, the fourth chapter, Paul says, I have learned to be content. He didn't say he was born content. We have to learn to be content. So if it's a challenge for you, just say, Lord, I want to learn to be content and to be grateful for the things I can be grateful for. Is everything in your life wonderful? No, that's not what I'm saying. But trust me, you don't want to trade with somebody else. Cultivating good friends here at Mom to Mom, I believe you can learn to be content. And here's another thing. You can learn to share your gifts with others. You know, are there some things you're not content with? Well, and somebody else is good at it. Let me give you an example. I told y'all fashion is not my gift. You know, I just try to be a little bit invisible and wear something okay. But I'm also not a decorator. Now, when I go into other people's homes, I just see things and I go, man, how'd they do that? But I just cannot get it together. But it has nothing to do with the size of your house or really what you have. It's just a gift at decorating. I'm also no dummy. I have a friend, and I didn't plan this in the beginning. When we left Orlando in 2002, we moved to Texas. Well, this friend of mine from Orlando, she volunteered. I wondered why she was volunteering, but she knows me well. She flew out to Texas, brought another friend, and the two of them decorated my whole house in Texas. It was wonderful. I stood back, I got out all my stuff, and I fixed snacks, and I fixed lunch, and I fixed, you know, I gave them a nice bed, and they stayed for, I don't know, 4 or 5 days, and they decorated my whole house, hung all the pictures, put everything where it goes. It looked really good. Now, they also would tell me, you need to buy blah, 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 put it on your list for when you can get to it, and they would tell me, this is where you can go to find that for the best price. Well, I just, you know, that's not my thing, so I did it. Well, y'all, we moved from Texas to Little Rock. Jennifer said, I'd love to come see you in Little Rock. I said, well, come as quick as you can. So she got to Little Rock. We did it again. Then we moved back to Noonan. She's still in Florida. I'd love to come see you in Noonan. I said, come on. She decorated my house in Noonan. And then I moved back to Orlando. Well, guess what? She came right to my house, and she can make my stuff look good. I don't have that gift, and I'm not whining. That's just hard for me. Now, do I like to talk? Do I like to meet with and talk with and share lives with young moms? Some people don't like to do that. I love to do that. But here's another hidden thing. Jennifer now is taking care of her husband, who has dementia. Came on him pretty young, and he's not in good shape. He's at home. She's his caregiver. Her daddy, who's 97, lives right across the grass. He's in failing health. He has caregivers in his home, and she's primary to both of them. Well, she's behind on a whole lot of other stuff. She's a wonderful caregiver, still a wonderful decorator. Her house always looks so nice. But finally, I said, and she said, oh my gosh, Jerry always did our finances. Daddy always did his own. And she said, I am so behind on bookwork. Doesn't that sound boring? And I said, Jennifer, let me come to your house. I love to do stuff like that. It took a while for her to let me come, but I have been to her house now several times. Her dining room table was covered when I got there. And I'm like, we will not eat this elephant in a day, but we will start. And so we created files, we color-coded things that were for her daddy and for her and her husband. We created notebooks. I went several days, but we had the best time. And see, this is stuff I kind of enjoy. I mean, that's not near as glamorous as decorating, but it made me feel so good that I could do something to help her. You don't know these things. You can't experience that unless you're willing to admit the thing you need help with. But now, see, we have balanced each other out to some degree because I can help her with things she doesn't like to do or isn't very good at, and she's helped me. So let that be a pattern that you can have in your own life. And I do think that as you meet friends here at Mom to Mom, you're going to find people that you can mutually be supportive and helpful to one another. All right, here's a example that may resonate with you. Mary Margaret had a really good job when she got pregnant with her first little boy down here in Florida, and she went back to work, but then real quickly, for her, this was her story, she said, Mama, I know I've waited so long to be married, to have a baby. She was 37 when her little boy Sam was born. She said, I just know God's calling me to stay home. Now, I'm telling you, they are scraping by. But she is loving staying home, and now she has another little boy. Well, so she's that stay-at-home mom where you don't get out much. Her idea of getting out is coming and bringing them to my house, you know, and I'm good for a lot, but I'm not a peer. Well, one of the girls from church said, I'm inviting some girls over to learn how to make sourdough bread. I mean, that's just kind of the rage. I go to Martha's house, and here's the mother or whatever, something's bubbling, and here's the this and the that, you know, and you don't put sugar in your sourdough bread. Martha learned that yesterday. It will make it not rise, just so you know. But anyway, somebody invited Mary Margaret. She goes out there. About 15 to 20 girls showed up at this girl's house, but she came home lit up like crazy. She said, Mama, I had the best time. She's not really a baker. But she goes back every time. She's learned how to make bagels. She's learned how to make tortillas. She's learned it. And she keeps making delicious bread, which she brings warm to me, and I love it. But that has been such a big help to her. And now she's loving doing this. So something she never would have pursued because somebody reached out and invited. So you know what? All of y'all are good at something. Just think about including somebody else to the thing that you're good at and teaching somebody. The point is, sharing a talent or a skill with others is a wonderful way to make a friend. Now, everybody in your group, as y'all get to know one another, you're going to find out. Listen, and then some people are more aggressive, more initiators. I'm more of a responder. But I told somebody, I was in a group a few months ago, and I said, oh gosh, I need to lose 10 pounds. You know how we all talk like, I need to lose, and I've been saying it, you know, for a year, I need to lose 10 pounds. Well, the next day, one of my friends who was in that group, she calls me, she's from Canada. She says, Shuggy, I heard you say you need to lose 10 pounds. Well, I told Bart, I need to lose 10 pounds too, so let's do it together. Well, I'm telling you, she calls me all the time, how are you doing? And then she says, after a few weeks, she says, let's take a break. But y'all, I've lost 6 pounds, she's lost 6 pounds. But the fact that she called me and said, let's do this together, made all the difference. And these are the kind of things that make me really close to Audrey. So whatever it is that you're doing or you want to do, invite a friend. You know, I wasn't the one that said, do you want it? She heard me say it and called me. So be that kind of friend. All right. Number 4. So far you're going to be yourself. You're going to be grateful. You're going to be content with who you are and what God's given you. Number four, focus on others. What a cliche. We've all heard it. If you want to make a friend, be a friend. Well, y'all, guess what? If you want to make a friend, try being a friend. All right, my niece moved recently. She's single. She moved from one town to another. She's a school teacher, got a job. She called me and said, I'm trying to find a church, but it's just terrible. I go visit a church. Nobody speaks to me. I walk out when it's over. She's just ready to quit going to church. But then I'm trying to tell this story real fast. The Sunday she was just about over it, she just prayed, oh God, please let somebody be nice to me today. And she's pretty quiet. Some lady comes up to her and says, hello, I'm so-and-so, what's your name? She said, I'm Julia, I just moved here. They exchange numbers and are starting to become friends. I mean, praise God for this lady. But you know what the lady said? She had just joined the church about 6 months ago and said she had noticed, and she kind of said it out loud to the Lord, well, no, we're joining this church, but nobody at this church was very friendly to us when we first visited. She said, the Lord said to her, you be that person. And that was what motivated her to speak to Julie. So, you know, y'all, be that person. Be the one who will think about others and reach out to them. So here's your homework. I got homework for you. I want you to reach out to somebody here that you've never seen before and just say, hey, what's your name? My name's Shuggy. It's a nickname. It's a long story. I can tell you later. You know, just introduce yourself. And you go, oh, I'm shy. I don't know what to say. Well, I'm going to tell you what to say. I wrote down several things. This, for those of you that want to use that as an excuse, try this one. How long have you been in Mom to Mom? That's easy. They're either going to say, 5 minutes, I just got here. Or they're going to say, oh, I've been in it 5 years, 11 years, whatever it may be. That's a good one. That'll get something going. Try this. Where'd you grow up? That's my favorite one, particularly when I hear somebody that has an odd accent, because, you know, I don't have one. See, I grew up around here. When I came and lived back in Newnan, it was so nice that nobody questioned me about how I talked. But for some reason, everywhere else I live, people say, where are you from? You know. Well, how long have you been in Mom to Mom? Where did you grow up? Here's a good one. This is Mom to Mom. It's safe to ask, how many children do you have? Because they've got at least one, or they wouldn't be here. Or how about this? Where do you live? Do you live close to here? Do you live in Newnan? Do you live in Brooks, the new place to go? You know, everybody lives in Brooks now. When I was growing up, I never even heard of Brooks, and now it's quite the destination. All right. If you have been in Mom to Mom for a while, this is your homework. Don't you forget what it felt like the first time you walked in here. And I cannot tell you, when I figured this out, now I'm going to say it was perhaps a little easier for me because I had a title, I had a hat. I was a co-director of Mom to Mom. You don't need that to do what I'm fixing to suggest. But it was easier for me because I had a role. On the first day, I'd stand there and I'd watch them come in, watch y'all come in. Some girls would come in there, deer in the headlight, you know, just taking courage to take every step. And I could see it all over them. When you see somebody, just go over and say, hey, we're so glad you're here. Is this your first year? And they say, no, I've been here 4 years. And you go, well, I guess I hadn't been in your group yet. You know, it's okay. Just say something and be nice to everybody. These are all your potential best friends. One of my favorite things now is when I'm scrolling on Facebook, I will see these groups of girls together celebrating a birthday. I'll know every one of them, and I know exactly where they met, and it was right here. Friendships that have continued over the years. So just be ready to be part of making it happen and making it happen faster by being willing to step perhaps out of your comfort zone and welcome other people and focus on them. Ask them about their lives, what's going on. And really, you may go home going, man, I thought I was having some tough stuff. She's got it worse than I do, or she needs help. How can I help you? And I met a lady on the plane yesterday who's fixing to move to my area, and I gave her my phone number. We wound up chatting pretty much the whole way up here. And I said, look, when you get back down here, if you need any recommendations on anything, give me a call and I'll be happy to tell you some connections that I know in the Orlando area. So you just make up your mind you're going to be that person and you're going to help. You'll be so amazed at how everybody will appreciate your reaching out and speaking first. It just makes a big difference. So be grateful, be yourself, be content, focus on others. And then this last one's going to kind of surprise you. Entertain. You go, who, me? Entertain? Have you been to my house? This may sound like an odd suggestion, but I really recommend that you open your home and invite your friends in. And if you think you're waiting until you have the perfect house and everything's in order, you will never have anybody over. It just doesn't work that way. I just finished reading a book entitled Just Open the Door by a girl named Jen Schmidt. Just Open the Door. This gave me a lot of thoughts regarding what I wanted to say on this particular subject. Now, a couple comes to my mind. They served on a church staff with us years ago, and they had two boys, and they had a lovely home, nice family from out of state. And, you know, they were in a new place. But this woman, whenever I talked to her, she was a few years younger than I am, but, you know, I'm trying to make friends with her, and so I asked her a few questions. Y'all, she just must be living the perfect life. Her husband was amazing. Her two boys were awesome. They never had a problem. Life was just perfect with big smiles all the time. Well, I just sort of kind of stepped back. I thought, whoa, you know, you're just a little bit too good to be true. Well, one time I was asked by somebody at church to ask her if she would open her home for a ladies' gathering. And she had a lovely home. I knew where it was. And so I approached her and said, you know, we're going to have this ladies' gathering. It wasn't going to be huge, but could we use your home? Immediately, she looked at me. She said, oh, no, I can't do that. I don't have my drapes in the living room yet. You don't have your drapes in the living room yet, so you can't have anybody into your home? I thought that was just the oddest thing that I ever heard. You know, I never became close to her. That's the end of the subject. I just never, you know, we won't be friends. Because here's the thing, we all like to become friends with people who are real, who have good days but bad days, who experience victories but also defeats. These are the kind of friends you want to make at mom to mom, and you have to choose to be honest yourself. And it doesn't mean you're going to come in here and hang out all your dirty laundry. It just means you're going to be willing to be transparent and a little bit vulnerable and be willing to ask for help where you need it. Okay, let me see how I'm doing. Oh, I'm over. I'm going to be real fast now. Martha, I see you back there. I'm fixing to wrap it up. She'll get me. Okay, Mary Margaret and Jonathan. They welcome people into their home all the time, and everybody always has a good time. They have a dog who was very bad when he was a puppy. They have these two wild little boys. She's staying home, so obviously they don't have the funds for a house cleaner. So, you know, the house is pretty much a mess most of the time. As long as you're not recording this, I don't want Mary Mark to think. She does a good job, but it's hard, you know, with two little kids. I fold clothes, that's my job. Well, anyway, they welcome people into their home all the time. Everybody always has a good time. Now, this is in spite of the fact that the dog bit a hole in the middle of one of the recliners. There's just a big old hole. Hadn't been fixed yet, hadn't been replaced yet, but guess what? They still have people in their home. Their son pulled some of the slats down from the vertical blinds, so you just had gaps. They've now replaced those, I'm happy to tell you. But they keep having people over for dinner, for birthday parties, for church, small group. And guess what? Everybody has a great time because they appreciate them inviting them in. So this is something, don't wait till you have the perfect house. I told somebody yesterday, when you open your door and look at somebody who's arrived and say, I'm so glad you are here, they're going to have a wonderful time. They're not judging you. You know, this isn't a TV show. So I want to just urge you to be willing to open your lives and your home to your friends and to your neighbors. And what you can do visiting in a home is different from what you can do in a restaurant. So just as much as you can, be willing. Let the kids go outside and play. Use what you've got and just open it up to others. So in summary, because I know I need to wrap up, I want to remind you to be real, to be honest, to be yourself, to be grateful for things you can be grateful for, to be content, to be willing to be vulnerable with your friends, to focus on the others, especially all these things here at Mom to Mom, because I can promise you that the environment here is going to bless you, and you will be able to bless others, and you will all in the meanwhile be growing closer to the Lord through your participation here at Mom to Mom. So let's close in prayer. Lord, I thank you for every girl that is here today, and I pray that anything that you could use from what I've shared today, if it can help one girl in this room, I pray that it will. We love you. I thank you for this ministry, for every girl that has chosen to come here and make this commitment, and especially for all the leaders, Lord. We love you and give praise to you. In Jesus' name, amen.